Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened up $8. It was down 3.5. The December contract opened at 8.28. And it was up 7.25. September wheat opened at 7.62, and it was down 3.25. December, 7.90, down a quarter. September corn opened at $5, up 1.5. December, 5.19, up 3/4. And March at 5.39.5, up 1.5. The May contract opened at 5.51, up 0.25. July opened at 5.61.5, up 0.5. August beans opened at 12.10, up 11. The September contract opened at 11.80, up 3. And in the November contract, it opened at 11.81, up 1/2. September soybean meal opened at 3.20, up 20. August soybean oil opened at 50.55, up 16. CME Livestock, August live cattle open at 101.67.5, up 20. October 106.60, up 15. August feeders open at 114.65, up 2.5. September 116.10, down 45. August lean hogs open at 89.20, up 22.5. October 78, up 10. And February bellies open at 95 even, up 172.5.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Ag Reliant Genetics Research Station right here in Champaign County. The meeting getting underway at 6:45 this evening. If you'd like directions to the media, give me a call today. I can be reached at 217-333-0850. Outstanding group of panelists to talk about the markets tonight, one day ahead of the USDA reports, including Matt Bennett of Bennett Grain, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and this man, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I imagine the 500-pound or 5,000-pound elephant of the USDA reports tomorrow will be a hot topic tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an interesting report because there's several things to look at. It's going to be a major market maker, not only the yield prospects and what type of yield to put on the crop, but harvested acres and demand. So there's three big factors there that it's going to be out tomorrow morning to give the trade some idea what to go off of for the next 30 to 45 days.
Do you think that the fund liquidation phase that we saw, well, we've actually seen it pretty much all the way on the downtrend on this move from the top of the contract highs. Do you think they're about done at this point?
Maybe on a short-term scale. Maybe see a little bit of relief, but for the most part, no. Commodity funds or traditional funds still long about 40,000 beans. Hedge funds still long about 150,000 contracts. And the corn, they're long 60, 70,000. The traditional funds and the hedge funds long about 360,000 contracts. And with the trend down, there's probably some more liquidation to take place yet. In order to regain their confidence here, we'll probably need to see some renewed interest of more money coming back in and some of these outside markets stabilizing. So our fear is there's probably still more liquidation down the road.
If the money's coming out of the grains, where's it going to?
Well, that's a good question. The confidence would probably be into the stock market, especially if the energies start to come lower here and we start to see consumer confidence pick back up. That would see the flow go back into the indexes.
What particular outside markets are you going to keep your eye on for a recovery that would indicate to you that money might want to flow back into the commodity grains?
Well, probably the number one commodity market to continue to watch would be the crude oil. There's some ideas that this 110 level can hold. If we can sort of dip down there a couple of times, build a base, and see some recovery, then that will probably be the key that the rest of markets can follow suit. But on the shorter term scale, probably the gray market in general is one to be excited about to watch once we get through the report, see what the USDA says. Typically and oftentimes over the last 3 to 5 years, we've seen some seasonal lows come into the grain complex in this August-September time window. So the gray markets are still alive and still going to be a roller coaster trading fair for some time to come.
There certainly is a lot of uncertainty about what the potential size of this corn crop this year is going to be. We had numbers from Informo last week, I believe, in the 155-ish area. And some of the agronomists that I've been talking to at particular companies are just shaking their heads in disbelief at a number that big. They're sort of saying, you know, in the 140s somewhere, maybe in the lower 140s by the time it's all said and done. And I don't remember, at least in my time, that we were talking about a range of 14 bushels to the acre.
It's huge. And when you walk out to the field, it depends what part of the field you walk into. Each areas of the country, various types of expectations are expected too. I mean, there's some guys looking at some record yield. There's some guys that's going to struggle to have some type of yield. So how you average that all out, we won't know until probably a year from now. And that's what's going to make this market quite sensitive. But looking at the big picture, we've had some favorable growing conditions. Population counts are high. And so the yield prospect is there. The uncertainty is the amount of the growing season that Mother Nature is going to give us here as we go into this fall, because there's going to be a large portion of this crop that's going to need every day available to reach full maturity.
Are you then a long-term corn bull at this point?
Long-term, yes, but short-term, we're probably going to struggle here for a while. I'm not saying we're going to go back and make new highs by all means, but I think as a producer, as a trader, the trend is down. The risk is to the downside here. I guess we feel that there's some considerable downside risk here over the next 30 to 45 days. To be a bull, I'd be bullish into next year. We feel that when a producer looks at the cost of inputs and looks at the price of corn especially, that probably we're going to see a huge shift from corn into beans in 2009 crop.
Well, if there's downside risk in the next 30 to 45 days, and I've done a good job of marketing my crop, would this be a place that you would look for re-ownership?
Yes, indeed. If a guy got a grass, even got quite a bit sold, this is the break you've been looking for to get some ownership back on. There's some innovative and different creative ideas to have that ownership on paper. But, if you're one that's pretty well sold up, we definitely use this break in here to get that job done. Even if you're not probably sold up, it probably wouldn't hurt to get a little bit of ownership on paper. The idea we do have a rally in here, it gives you the comfort to go ahead and get stuff sold. If we do have a sizable rally, it's probably going to be more so on paper than in the cash, as the funds would be the big buyers to push it higher if that does happen.
Thank you very much, Kurt. You have a good day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening, or rather the opening, excuse me, market report. Taking a look at Mike Sola's weather forecast, the ag highlights, he says temperatures will return to slightly above average by the end of the work week before another shot of cooler air returns this weekend. And light precipitation will be restricted in northern and central sections around midweek. Another round of rain with heavier amounts and wider coverage is expected by Friday, with chances for rain hanging around for much of the weekend. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.